It was 6 days more before a ship arrived. Cordoba waited by the landing plateau, a lonely figure. He was drenched by the rain, hailstones pinging off his armor. Then the black storm clouds were pierced by bright white lights as a crimson fist thunderhawk plummeted from the sky. It was early. Suarez must have told the truth, must have sent that message after all. Cordoba hadn't been sure. Of late, he hadn't been sure of much. He had contacted the ship by Vox as soon as it had dropped out of the warp. He had appraised his company captain of his situation, been told in return that he would be honored for his valor in dealing with the demon threat. He had omitted some details from his report. He greeted Captain Ballaston and his entourage, escorted them to the monastery and the Medicaid ward. As Sergeant Esteban had said, the gene seed of most of Cordoba's battle brothers, held in their deathless states, was salvageable. Esteban's seed, too, could still be harvested thanks to the Servitor's post-mortem ministrations. Suarez's body was too damaged. In the opinion of the apothecaries, however, this was likely for the best, given what they'd been told of his madness before death. Cordoba had been busy these past 6 days. He had accelerated the training program. This world had just held its own first festival of the Bloodied Fist and had yielded 10 fresh recruits to the Emperor's cause, more than enough to replace those lost. The Crimson Fists would endure, and Cordoba's work here, Esteban's work before his, was done. But then, there had also been the Knights. Cordoba had spent 6 nights in the caverns, enwrapped by the pain glove. The servitors had ensured that it was never on long enough to cause nerve damage, but no sooner had they turned it off than Cordoba had been screaming at them to reactivate it. He had welcomed the fire in his veins. He had felt it scouring him clean of the demon's taint. He could see clearly now. He could see that Suarez had been wrong about him. His senses had been fooled as surely as Cordoba's own had been. The demon had been inside him. It had affected his body and his mind. But he had exorcised himself of it, and its lies had faded like the memories of a tortured dream. That was the worst it had done. Made Cordoba believe, even for a short time, that he was in some way an abhorrence like it was. He boarded the strike cruiser that night. He left this storm-lashed world behind him forever. He had already been reassigned to active combat duty. A posting fit for a hero, Cordoba told himself that everything had ended well. He pretended not to hear the whispering in his mind, a little louder than it had been yesterday.